The White House warning again, an invasion of Ukraine is imminent. I'm Jack Callahan, Fox News. Artillery fire reported in eastern Ukraine.
Secretary of State Antony Blinken delayed his trip to the Munich Security Conference to urgently address the UN Security Council and outline what satellite images confirm and NATO allies agree. Russia's continued march toward a full-scale invasion of Ukraine appears imminent.
Russian missiles and bombs will drop across Ukraine. Communications will be jammed. Cyber attacks will shut down key Ukrainian institutions. Russian tanks and soldiers will advance on key targets that have already been identified.
The first shots, observers say, to bait the Ukraine military into a fight, were fired by Russian-backed separatists at a children's preschool.
Fox's Jennifer Griffin at the Pentagon. The administration also warning of possible cyber attacks against utilities and communications in the United States. A judge in New York State has ruled that former President Trump, his daughter Ivanka, and son Donald must sit for depositions with the state's attorney general's office into a probe of the family's business. The former president calls it the continuation of a witch hunt. An appeal is likely. Former Hillary Clinton campaign attorney Michael Sussman asking a federal court to dismiss a grand jury indictment against him, calling it prosecutorial overreach. Special counsel John Durham says Sussman lied to FBI agents when trying to link then-candidate Donald Trump to Russia. There won't be a partial government shutdown this weekend.
On this vote, the yeas are 65, the nays are 27. The 60-vote threshold having been achieved, the bill is passed.
The Senate has passed a stopgap spending bill to extend government spending authority into early next month. Wall Street Thursday, the Dow dropping 622 points for its worst day of the year so far. NASDAQ lost 407 points. The S&P 500 down nearly 95. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
President Biden in Ohio yesterday promising environmental cleanup.
Money is coming to clean up pollution across the Great Lakes in a $1 billion announcement from President Biden in his trip to Lorain, Ohio.
An example of what I've said from day one. We're rebuilding America. We're going to invest in America and build a better America than we found.
The Great Lakes restoration targeting rivers and harbors in six states on top of billions more from the president's infrastructure law on road and bridge upgrades, with his focus on union jobs as the president tries to shore up that support as Republicans hold a lead for now heading into the midterm elections. Jeff Manasso, Fox News.
And if Republicans retake control of Congress in November, House GOP leader Kevin McCarthy telling Fox's Hannity they have big plans.
We'll make sure we secure the border. We'll make America energy independent, which will lower the price of gasoline. We'll make sure from the standpoint that our streets are safe and secure as well. We'll hold this administration accountable.
Some damages reported from a possible tornado touchdown in central Alabama. Thousands of people in the state now without power. Snow and freezing rain causing a 100-vehicle pileup on Interstate 39 in central Illinois on Thursday. The highway may not reopen until later this morning. If you're an Amazon Prime member, you'll pay more starting today.
Amazon Prime memberships are increasing from $119 a year to $139 a year. Members who pay monthly will see their fee raised from $12.99 a month to $14.99 a month. Current members will see the higher price around March 25th or whenever their membership renews. So what does an Amazon Prime membership get you? Free two-day shipping, access to Amazon Prime Video, Amazon Music Prime, Prime Reading, and deals at Whole Foods.
Fox's Tanya J. Powers. I'm Jack.
This is Jimmy Fallon, inviting you to join me for Fox Across America, where we'll discuss every single one of the Democrats' dumb ideas. Just kidding. It's only a 3-hour show. Listen live at noon Eastern or get the podcast at foxacrossamerica.com.